Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Chris. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hey!
And Danielle.
Hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works, but if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a dilemma you submitted and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. And remember, we rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode.
Ooh.
Today's topic is eat three pencils or half a stick of scented deodorant.
Oh!
Guys, have any questions about that?
Describe these pencils.
They're
number two
made of pencil. Yeah, they're of the second variety.
Oh, they're number twos.
Yeah,
they're... oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, number two. We're
okay,
talking...
is that with eraser and metal?
I am gonna include the metal,
and
the eraser, but I'm just gonna put a caveat on this. Like, there's gonna be like some gastrointestinal issues. Like that one, Joshua.
Is that an Eberhard
Faber? Gastrointestinal issues, but you won't have any like major medical issues.
A Dixon Ticonderoga.
Yes, like a Dixon Ticonderoga.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
I was hoping you were going to go more for like an art pencil. Like I get to choose. Like, oh, I want an 8B because I need that soft lead.
It's going to help keep the bowels moving. Okay, so we're going to get discomfort, but nothing's going to kill us. It's just suffering
like,
through the
like
texture.
You have to
the
eat
taste.
The metal, and that means you're going to poop out metal.
Oh,
and
God.
Like shards.
Is it
going to
perforate my colon? Like, I feel like that's pretty serious.
No, it's not. That's what I mean. Like,
okay.
There's going to be your stomach is probably not going to be very happy, especially with the deodorant, and it's probably not going to feel very good coming out. But like, you're not going to have to go to the hospital or anything.
Can I put the metal in anything when I eat it?
No.
Oh.
Like into a little like mini donut.
like you would give a dog like a pill pocket.
Nope.
Oh.
You cannot eat. You can drink a glass of water with either of these things, and you can do whatever you want to the material. But you can't eat it with anything out. Like you can't hide it in a big bowl of spaghetti or something.
Okay, on top of spaghetti, all covered in cheese.
Other side, it's a half a stick of deodorant.
Okay.
Half a stick of scented deodorant.
Okay, well, yeah.
Okay. What brand?
Yeah.
Rengar.
Whatever brand of deodorant you use.
Joshua
so
doesn't
it's a used...
wear antiperspirant because...
Yeah!
Because it makes him... Oh. He's, like, deathly allergic to it. He breaks out in, like, a fever and he gets super sick.
He'll get a fever!
Yeah.
Then,
okay.
I mean, just a whatever random... Brand.
You can use my right guard. So mine is the crank up that's the clear gel so that it's invisible. Screw it up and I just like lick it off?
No, it's got to be a stick.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's got to be had.
All right. Wicked had.
Wicked had.
Okay. But you said that it has to be used. Like, am I allowed to like wipe at the surface at least? Or
no.
I can eat the other end of it?
You can eat you can go from whatever end you want.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'll be clean on that end.
No, but it's half used, so you're eating the whole thing.
Fair enough.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like my armpits are that dirty. I mean,
oh,
particularly
sorry.
Because I'm a woman, because I shaved
You
them.
Didn't use it.
Oh, someone else used it.
Someone else used them.
Ah, that's a wrench in the works, because that'd be an easy choice for me. I just eat the deodorant.
Really?
I feel like somehow it'd taste better, and the texture would be a little bit easier to deal with.
I think the texture would be easier.
Yeah.
I think the pencil would just be...
Like...
I think the pencil would be easier for some reason.
It's got metal!
Really?
Yeah. I know, but that's just one swallow and you're done with the metal.
I'm just imagining, like, shards of, like, wood giving you, like, mouth splinters.
But,
it won't hurt
but
you.
But remember, three pencils.
Yeah, three pencils.
Okay, just making sure. Three pencils, so three pieces of metal.
And you said we could drink while we're doing it, but we can't eat
anything
can
have a glass
else
of water.
Until we're done with it?
Right.
Okay. So The pencils, then, I would probably not be eating that day because it'd probably take me all day to just kind of chew through them.
Yeah, is there a time limit
on this? See, I'm thinking I would put them in a blender.
Is there a time limit?
No.
No, but you can't eat anything else until
you can't eat anything until you finish them. Oh, once you start, you just can't stop.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, like with Pringles or Lay's potato chips or whatever.
Prangles? That's right. Did you just say Pringles?
You know Pringles.
I did. You know I said Pringles.
Pringles?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those Pringles.
Yeah, those Pringles, man.
I can't use the real word because, you know, branding or whatever. I don't know.
The Pringles. Weird Canadian, like, off-brand of Pringles.
Pringles. Pringles.
I think that even though I was pushing for pencils, no, the deodorant's way easier. Just a couple quick bites and you're done.
Yeah, and you just deal with it. It's fucking disgusting. Something that's been up in somebody's business.
But what would your body more be able to digest?
Deodorant.
Yeah, I feel like the deodorant would just pass through in chunks. You know?
Oh.
Like when you were a little kid, did you ever eat wax lips?
Yes, they're disgusting.
Okay, I never did. I never like got on that train, but I'm feeling like that's what would it be like eating wax. Like it just passes through in chunks and it would cause you some discomfort, but it wouldn't be like
you're not supposed to swallow wax lips.
I thought they were supposed to be edible. Why would you even get them then? Why wouldn't you just chew gum?
Aren't they flavored? They're like, you like chew them and you get all the flavor out and then you spit out the thing.
Maybe I'm wrong. I always ate them and everyone I know always ate
them.
Yeah,
but you eat weird things anyway. We've had the whole Joshua used to eat his movie tickets discussion in a previous episode.
Right, you also call them Pringles. Pringles. Like, who knows what fucking planet you're from?
Yeah, I do.
But like I said, I do only eat the original Reds. I don't just go for any other fucking... other flavor Pringles.
Sour cream and onion, baby. And cheddar cheese.
Red.
It's a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, so yeah, I think I'm thinking you guys are right. Probably half a stick of deodorant. Like it's just gonna be easier. And then coming out, it's gonna be easier because there's not gonna be like shards of
It's meant to glide over the skin.
Ratchet this up for us. Tell us who used it. Specifically.
That's a good question. Who used the deodorant? I did.
Oh, yeah, then I'm just eating the deodorant. That doesn't bother me.
That's fine. I trust that you're mostly...
But on my balls.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Wait, so even the one you're eating was used on your own balls?
Oh, God.
Sure.
No, that can't be right.
Fine. I would totally eat
something off of my own balls before I eat something off of yours.
Fine. You guys have to eat my testicle deodorant, and I eat Danielle's testicle deodorant.
Okay, Danielle doesn't have testicles. That would have to be Joshua's.
I don't use deodorant. To be seen.
Well, you do now, buddy.
He has to wipe a stick on his testicles before you get to eat it.
Yep. You need to wipe enough deodorant to get rid of half a stick on your balls.
We all are eating Ted Cruz's testicle deodorant.
Oh, Jesus
Shia LaBeouf's testicle deodorant.
What is your obsession with that dude? Oh, he's my Christ.
He's magic.
That's enough to make me switch to pencil.
Really?
Really?
Eating Shia's testicle deodorant? Why would that be? I'm still sticking with the deodorant.
Because if I didn't know where it had been used, it would be better than knowing definitively this was used on someone's testicles.
Not
I feel
just
like the
someone's...
brand name of it would be called LeBouf.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, wait, you're seriously switching to the pencils?
I think I'm going to eat some pencils.
Okay, and your reasoning is that you
don't want to...
Because I know where this stick of deodorant has been.
You don't want your mouth anywhere near Shia LaBeouf's testicles.
I don't.
Second hand.
Because you know there's hair stuck to it.
This is second hand ball licking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know that, but there's hair and, like, linty... gummy things.
And like ball taint sweat.
Yeah.
Chris, are you still licking Shia's taint?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll probably do that and then go and eat some deodorant.
Yeah, I'm just going to fucking, I'll eat the pencils. I've chewed on many a pencil in my days, you know?
Yeah, but have you ever eaten any?
I have not, but I also don't have any metal fillings. So remember like when you were a kid and you'd start to run out of the eraser and you'd chew on the metal part to get the eraser to push out? I won't get a, like...
No. I'm sorry, what?
You never did that with a pencil?
No.
Like you'd run, let me see if I have a pencil.
You know what I would do? I'd go get another pencil.
Yeah, you know, pencils
are like 10
cents each,
right? No, dude, you've got to use the whole fucking pencil. Okay, so let's say that this was a wood pencil.
Or I'd have a separate...
The eraser is almost gone.
I'd have a separate eraser.
I love that you just grabbed a pen and have us imagine a pencil. Like, you could just have us imagine a pencil. Like, we know what it is. You don't need to hold up a pen in order to help us.
Pencil. Just because I have nicer pencils than you, you don't need to judge me. Anyway... My point is, you chew on it, and then the eraser would come out a little bit more.
Or you could just get a different pencil.
Dude, I was the youngest of six. I was fighting for school supplies.
Did
have
them buy you a separate eraser?
No, that wasn't a thing. We did not have eraser caps in my home. You got your one pencil, and you guarded that thing with your life.
Oh, I don't mean an eraser cap. I mean one of those big brick...
Yeah,
eraser things.
Oh, I can't have a separate
piece.
No, that messes with the whole rhythm. You flip the fucking pencil.
The parallelogram.
Maybe I was just a better student than you guys. I knew I didn't need to waste time with a separate eraser. I used the eraser that's on my pencil.
I was a fine student.
Yeah. I don't feel like me not eating metal to get more eraser affected my studies.
Maybe I was just... I don't know. Maybe I just knew a little bit more about pencil technology.
But
at the
regardless,
time.
Regardless of whatever weird thing you're going through right now,
God, people.
It's just regardless. Just because, you always knew that this deodorant was used, but now because it's used on Shia LaBeouf's balls, you're not gonna eat it.
I was just guessing. You know, at first I thought it was my own deodorant, just on my own clean pits. And that would be okay. I could deal with that. But now that I know that it's been on some stranger's testicles, it's just too much for me, apparently. I'm sorry.
All right, Josh.
Means pencils.
I'm licking those balls all day long.
Yeah, you are.
All day long.
No, I think once you get over the...
alternate, like left, right, left, left, right, right.
I think it's very easy to just... convince yourself that they weren't on Shia LaBeouf's balls.
Yeah.
And then, boom, you just couple bites done.
Done. Bada boom, bada bing.
I feel like it needs to be, like, marked clearly. Like, it needs to come in packaging where it has, like, a picture of Shia LaBeouf, you know, and with, like, an arrow pointing at his crotch. Like,
something
that reminds...
Like, there's a video on USB of him actually using it.
Yeah, just like, this is how he fucking wiped this all over himself.
Sorry, maybe I wasn't clear. You're in a bathroom with Shia LaBeouf. He is applying and then handing it to you. It's like, here you go.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And then he watches while you do it.
Okay,
having,
okay.
Like, graphite
what do you
mouth.
Think is, who do you think is the weirder person, Chris? You're in this bathroom with Shia LaBeouf. You see him spread this all over his balls, and he hands you, and you just eat it. So you've watched him do this, and then he's watched you eat it.
And then you both just stand there awkwardly and walk away and never speak of it ever again.
No, dude. Yeah. See, I'm eating some pencils.
Who's more fucked up in that situation?
I think Danielle is for eating pencils. Honestly.
I think that I'm going to enjoy.
Weird.
I love pencils. At my job, I remember I was interviewed. This is very thoughtful of my boss. And I was asked what I prefer to use when writing, because for some reason that came up. And I said that I like pencils. And that kind of surprised everybody, because I like to use pencils. On my first day, she'd gotten pencils just for me from my desk. It was very nice.
Yeah. Me and the guy who sits in the office next to me, our HR person buys us boxes of pencils occasionally.
Yeah. I love pencils.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
They are Dixon Ticonderogas.
Boom. Yeah, I get some
wonderful
mechanical.
All right, well, Josh, does any of what I just said change your mind?
No, the deodorant. It's faster. You're just getting it done.
Dude, I'm just
eating. Yeah, plus when you poop, it's gonna smell great.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of just taking, like, cutting up some scented deodorant and just taking a little bit with dinner every night.
Just that way, gotta acclimate yourself to
like,
it.
The next morning after coffee, it's just like, yeah, deodorizing.
I can just imagine it just kind of tastes like soap.
Now, you said you can drink something with it. Can you put the deodorant in the drink?
No.
Okay, so you
no.
can't
like
try to
like
Alka-Seltzer
style-y? Like, it just
no,
starts
you can,
to fizz?
But you can drink some water and stuff.
Okay.
Like, you can... And same with the pencils, and I assume because you might need some help to get it down.
Okay, yeah, that still doesn't change my answer. I'm still eating the deodorant.
Yeah, definitely eating the deodorant. All right,
I guess
well, Danielle, you're outvoted. Sorry.
I'm okay with that. You know,
you
whatever.
You gotta eat some LaBeouf.
Sticking to my guns on this one.
Well, you can stick to all the guns you want. You're outvoted.
I got all these guns. Anyway.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discuss Shia LaBeouf's balls. You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at tortpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.